Some days, I'm grumpy. Some days, you're grumpy. Grumpy me, grumpy you. Hopefully it's not too often, but it happens. How do you behave when you're grumpy? What does it feel like for those around you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We all know what it feels like to be around a grumpy person. It's not all that nice, is it? In fact, if we can at all avoid Mr. or Mrs. Grumpy, that's exactly what we do. And yet, we rarely think about what it's like for others when we're the grumpy one. All we know is that we're in a foul mood and they'd better get out of my road. Any sense of self-awareness that we might have had flies out the window. So just in case you find yourself in one of those moods in the near future, let's try this on for size. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Love isn't rude. It's not selfish, and it can't be made angry easily. Love doesn't remember wrongs done against it. Right there, you have the four primary symptoms of grumpiness. Rudeness, a selfish attitude, a hair trigger anger, and let's not forget the desire to hang on to that feeling, to mull over the wrongs done to us that got us there in the first place. Am I right? Isn't that what we're like when we're grumpy? But according to God's word, love is none of those things. It's not rude, it's not selfish, it can't easily be angered, and it doesn't focus again and again on the wrongs done to us. Note to self, remember, next time I'm feeling grumpy, love isn't any of those things. I'm called to love those whom God's given me to love. That's His word, fresh for you today. Living a life of love takes God's wisdom, God's power, God's love. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.